Chapter 136. A Dog's Mission 8, 1. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, Su was in a great mood, but the male classmate on the other end couldn't stay calm. Su, did you get your paycheck? Not yet, but it's coming soon. Then where did the money come from? I'm not in a hurry, you didn't have to pay me back so quickly. I earned some extra income. Don't worry, I'm doing okay financially now. After sending that message, Su grabbed her laptop and started writing. She'd muted her phone, wanting to finish her writing tasks as soon as possible so she could make something delicious for Tuan Tuan. Before, it was because she didn't have the money. But now that she did, she had no intention of letting her little dog go hungry anymore. Even though this little one was obedient and easy to take care of, only needing some basic kibble and treats to stay healthy, its fur was visibly growing thicker, its eyes brighter, and it even looked like it had gained a bit of weight. But Su believed it was because Tuan Tuan was going to have puppies and needed more nutrition, so it had been eating a lot of dog food every day. The weight gain was all in the belly, its legs and arms hadn't filled out at all, which made Su feel distressed. This little one wasn't even a year old yet, and it was already going to be a mom. It had also been wandering the streets for so long. Su believed that Tuan Tuan must have come to her on purpose, knowing it was about to become a mother, hoping that she, its owner, would help take care of its babies. So, as the wet nurse, she naturally had to fulfill her responsibilities. At lunchtime, Su had already simmered a large pot of pork rib soup. Tuan Tuan's portion was served separately, before any salt was added, and placed in a big bowl filled with meat and bones, enough to last Tuan Tuan for the entire day. Once it cooled, she gave it to Tuan Tuan. Both of them, one human and one dog, ate with great satisfaction. For dinner, she made shrimp and vegetables. Tuan Tuan ate some fruits and vegetables before finishing the remaining pork rib soup. Both of them, human and dog, had full bellies and took a leisurely stroll around the neighborhood. If only we could be this happy every day, Tuan Tuan. I'll work hard to make money, so you can have a good life like this every day, with meat to eat, full bellies, and getting fat and healthy. Su was easily content now. People always say that having a dog changes your mindset and makes life warmer and softer. She hadn't understood it before, but now she truly did. Moreover, life seemed to have taken on a new direction, and she had the motivation to work harder. Su Yuyang, with his big belly, was also walking along with a sense of satisfaction. Now that life had become more comfortable, he certainly had a share in making it happen. He didn't feel guilty about eating at all. You see, when Tuan Tuan was living with Su before, although she found a new place to live, she had no money, and even getting enough food for herself was a challenge, let alone providing proper nutrition for Tuan Tuan. Plus, during its time as a stray, Tuan Tuan had suffered a lot. When it had puppies, one of them had died immediately, and two or three others were weak and malnourished. Su, in order to take care of the little dog, quit her current job and relied solely on her writing fees to get by, leading a very frugal life. With no money, Tuan Tuan couldn't produce milk, and the puppy's health deteriorated, almost creating a vicious cycle. When the puppies reached 1 month old, Su had no choice but to give them all away. She also moved out of her current place and found a worse, more suburban area to live in. She endured a lot of hardship. Later, she had to start sharing a rented place with her male classmate. If it hadn't been for the shared rent situation, many things might not have happened afterward. But now, with Su Yuyang's arrival, Tuan Tuan's health wouldn't be a concern, and giving birth to puppies wouldn't be so hard. This was his first time with a litter, and he had no idea what the experience would be like. All he could do was prepare as best as he could. But at least this time, Su wouldn't have to move to a worse place due to lack of money, nor would she have to share a place with her male classmate. That classmate wasn't genuinely fond of dogs. After Su started living with him, too, and Tuan had to endure a lot. Now that Su Yuyang was here, he certainly didn't want to let her suffer anymore. Furthermore, the landlord even replaced the door for his convenience, so he no longer had to hold in his physical needs. He could now go out at any time to take care of them, and he didn't have to be cautious about eating or drinking. Where else could they find such good living conditions? So, when Su went to take a shower, her male classmate sent a message saying she could move in with him. Su Yuyang immediately deleted the message. HMPH, he didn't want to move, and besides, this male classmate clearly had ulterior motives towards Su. From Tuan Tuan's fragmented and unclear memories, It was obvious that this male classmate was not a good match for Su Su. If he were, she wouldn't have spent so many years not being with him and eventually leaving him. Since he wasn't a good match, why waste time? Now that the money was all paid back, with an extra 100 as interest, what was there to keep lingering on? Su Su happily went back to writing 2 more chapters. She felt different now. The feeling of having money was really great, so she had to write more and earn more. But Su Yuyang had it tough. After Su Su fell asleep, he hurriedly helped her debug and straighten out the logic of her writing. He hadn't expected that today, maybe because Su Su was happy, or perhaps because she was in a good mood, the things she wrote turned out differently. It turned out he didn't need to make many changes, just correcting a few typos. Su Yuyang secretly ran a few more dungeons before logging off to sleep.